listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish continues our series on the gifts of healing, divine supernatural expressions of God's mercy and power poured out through His church. In this episode, we go back to the source, the healing ministry of Jesus Himself, and how that same authority carried into the lives of His apostles. Our key verse is Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Jesus of Nazareth went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Now let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. I hope you came hungry for the word today, because what we're about to talk about is foundational. Not just for your understanding of the gifts of healing, but for your understanding of the heart of God. We're not just talking about theory. We are talking about how Jesus healed and how that same power continued in the early church. So let's be real. Some people today treat healing like it was a one-time event, a Jesus-only or apostle-only ministry. But when you open your Bible and you actually read it for what it says, not what tradition told you it says, you'll see that healing was never meant to be a historical footnote. Healing has always been a part of God's plan to redeem, restore, and revival of His kingdom. To truly understand this, we first need to recognize how deeply healing was embedded in the ministry of Jesus. Acts chapter 10, verse 38 says, "Jesus of Nazareth went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." Let that sink in. Not some, all. He didn't screen people by how much faith that they had. He didn't stop and say, "Sorry, you haven't fasted enough." No, he moved in compassion and in power. And the Bible clearly tells us why. Because the people he healed were being oppressed by the devil. And this ties into something a lot of churches really don't want to talk about, which is that sickness and demonic oppression are often linked. Now, not every sickness is caused by a demon, but we'd be foolish to ignore the reality that much of what people carry in their bodies is spiritual in origin. And Jesus knew that. That's why healing wasn't just physical, it was spiritual warfare. Now, if we look at how healing showed up at the start of Jesus' ministry in Matthew chapter 4, verses 23 through 24, it says, "And Jesus was going about in all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every sickness among the people. And the news about him spread throughout Syria, and they brought to him all who were ill, those suffering with various diseases and severe pain, demon-possessed people with epilepsy, and people who were paralyzed, and he healed them." Everywhere he went, healing followed. And I want to pause here and say this. Jesus never rebuked someone who came to him in need of healing. Not once. He didn't shame them, lecture them, or tell them it wasn't their time. He healed them because healing isn't just something that Jesus did. It's something Jesus carried. And now, if His Spirit is in you, you're called to carry that same power. This reminds me of Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. And it says, "Jesus summoned His 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every sickness." He gave them authority, not permission to be religious, not a license to just preach and teach. He gave them authority to confront sickness and demons. And if Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then that authority hasn't changed. It didn't die with the apostles. It's alive in the church. Now let's shift to how this continued after Jesus ascended. We look at Acts chapter 5, verses 12 through 16, and it tells us that the apostles were moving in such power that people brought the sick into the streets, just hoping that Peter's shadow would fall on them. It says, people from the cities in the vicinity of Jerusalem were coming together as well, bringing people who were sick or tormented with unclean spirits, and they were all being healed. That wasn't just hype. That was power. And where did they get the power? From the same Spirit that descended on Jesus at his baptism. From the same Spirit that raised him from the dead. From the same Spirit that was poured out at Pentecost and is still available today. Now, I know some folks want to say, well, Jeff, that was just for the apostles to establish the early church. Really? Let me take you to Acts chapter 6. Stephen was not one of the 12. He was a deacon. And in Acts chapter 6, verse 8, it says, Stephen, full of grace and power, was performing great wonders and signs among the people. Stephen wasn't part of the original elite. He was a faithful servant. Yet signs and wonders, including healings, followed through his life. Why? Because he was full of the Holy Spirit. That's the only qualification that you need. And in Acts chapter 8, we meet Philip, another one not in the original 12. Yet he went to Samaria, preached the gospel, and the result, verse 7 says, for unclean spirits were coming out of many who were possessed, and many who had been paralyzed or limped on crutches were healed. So again, healing didn't stop with Jesus. It didn't stop with the apostles. It didn't stop with the first century. It continues wherever the gospel is preached in power. Now let me take you to one more powerful example. Paul, in Acts chapter 28, he lands on the island of Malta after a shipwreck. The chief man of the island has a father who's sick. Paul goes in, prays, lays hands on him, and the man is healed. Then in verse 9, it says, after this happened, the rest of the people on the island who had diseases were coming to him and being cured. That's the revival through healing. No stage, no smoke machine, no band. Just one man full of the Spirit walking in obedience. Now with that said, I want to make this clear. Healing was never meant to be optional. It was never meant to be rare. It was never meant to be just for special ministries. Healing is part of the gospel. When Jesus walked the earth, he healed. When the apostles preached, they healed. When the gospel was proclaimed in hostile territories, healing followed as proof of the kingdom. Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18 says, these signs will accompany those who have believed. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. That's not a maybe. That is a promise. That's not for the anointed few. It's for those who believe. Now to wrap this up, let's take a moment to review what we have discussed today. We've seen that the healing ministry of Jesus wasn't isolated. It was central. He came to destroy the works of the devil, and that included healing those oppressed, afflicted, or burdened by sickness. We've seen that the apostles continued this ministry, not just with words, but with power. And we've seen that even beyond the apostles, men like Stephen and Philip moved in signs and wonders by the Holy Spirit. So what does this mean for you? It means that if you are filled with the same Spirit, then healing is not out of reach. It's not beyond you It's not behind you. It's been placed within you. The enemy wants you silent. He wants you passive. He wants you to believe that healing is for them, not for you. But Jesus didn't say, go into all the world and observe healing. He said, go into all the world and do what he did. Preach the kingdom, heal the sick, cast out demons. Let me challenge you with this thought as we end today's episode. If healing was the center of Jesus' ministry, why isn't it the center of yours? Now, tomorrow, we are going to talk about how God chooses and uses ordinary people. Yes, people like you, people like me, to carry his healing power. It's not about perfection. It's about surrender. So get ready to find out what it truly means to be a vessel for the supernatural. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.